John chapter 13. We'd like to read the first 17 verses here. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Don't worry about losing your salvation. You're secure. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. And after that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, if I wash thee not, now notice that, thou hast no part with me. I think he's talking more about just foot washing. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he saith unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so am I. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. We want to preach tonight on washing one another's feet. Now, we want to notice that if we love one another, we're going to be willing to humble ourselves. And so, if we love one another, I believe it'll show up in our actions. And I believe this is what he's getting at more than anything here in this passage of Scripture. And so you prove your love to someone by your actions. I can say that I love my wife all day and all week. But if I don't show forth in action that I love her, it's not going to prove a whole lot, is it? And so I believe it to be evidenced by our actions, by how we show forth that love that we have one toward another. And so I believe one of the evidence of our love is our willingness to wash one another's feet. Now this particular passage tells us what Jesus did. And what Jesus is now doing, and what Jesus wants us to do. And so I believe that He has our own interest at heart. He had their own interest at heart here. So let's notice, first of all, what Jesus did. We see, first of all, that He humbled Himself. He humbled Himself. Now, in the book of Philippians, turn back here with me to the book of Philippians chapter 2. I'd like to read a couple verses there. And I believe this 13th chapter here is an illustration here of what we read in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, where he said, "Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now, what is Jesus doing now? What is He doing now? I believe here in this 13th chapter also tells us what Jesus is now doing. So what is He doing? What is He doing? I believe, first of all, we see that He is keeping His people clean. He's keeping His people clean. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. So He's keeping us clean through the word, through the truth. There's an important distinction there in verse 10 where He says, Jesus saith unto him, "He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all." And so there's an important distinction here in verse 10 between being washed all over and bathed and simply having your feet washed. When you were saved, you were washed all over. You were washed all over. In fact, in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, turn back here, we'll read a few verses there. In Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And let's read a few verses here. In verse 1, "For the law, the whole law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings, and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither had his pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oft times the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And so, when you were saved, you were washed all over. We see that it's a constant cleansing from the defilement of sin. And so as we walk through this world, we have a tendency to get dirty feet. And the Lord washes us. We need that cleansing. He washes us with the Word. And so it's important for us to come to the Lord and let Him cleanse us. Now, we quoted that verse a few minutes ago there in 1 John chapter 1 there and verse 9. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Now, what does Jesus want us to do? What does He want us to do? I believe the important lesson here in John 13 is what Jesus wants us to do. Now, what does He want us to do? Let's look at verse 15. Let's look at verse 15. For I have given you an example. I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Now notice that. That you should do what I have done to you. Did it say that? See, these little words make a big difference. That ye should do as I have done to you. He didn't say that we should do what He did. We're to do as He did. He gave us an example. What kind of example did He give us? He gave us an example of humility, of putting Himself at the feet of others to serve them. And we need to be willing to do the very same thing. And so we're to do as He did. We're to humble ourselves before our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Now, we want to notice the example of humility. I believe humility is the basic character of a pastor, of the deacons and so on. But what does it mean to wash one another's feet? I believe it means to humble ourselves before one another. I believe it means to minister to one another. I believe it means to take the place of a servant. To take the place of a servant. Humble ourselves. Minister to one another. And you know what we're going to have to do when we do that? We're going to have to get big I out of the way. We're going to have to get me out of the way. And let me say this. There's no big I's and little U's in the Lord's church.
And we need to remember that. We are just simply servants. We're to be willing to minister to one another. Be a blessing to one another. And sometimes we don't want to do that, do we? Now, can you imagine the Lord bowing before sinful men? Bowing before Peter? Washing Peter's feet? He says, I have given you an example. An example of humility. An example of service. An example of putting others on a higher level than yourself. Putting others on a higher level than yourself. Now this touches us where it hurts, doesn't it? Because we live in a world that asks the question, how high are you? What is your position? And we all have a tendency to do that sometimes. Do we not? Preacher calling Sunday morning. Well, how was the services yesterday? Oh man, they were great. We had 100. Oh, right away, you know. Instead of saying, boy, we had a great service. I believe the Lord was really exalted. I believe He was really lifted up in our service. Or we had 10 come forward. We had 5 saved. You know? And so we all have a tendency to do that. And so the Lord asked, how low are you? How low are you? Are you willing to wash one another's feet? Are you at the feet of your brother and sisters? You see what He's getting at here? There's something in my nature that does not want to get down before anybody else and be a servant. Every single one of us fight that. Do we not? So Jesus tells us that the happiest life is the life of service. Just being willing to serve one another. Now, notice in verse 3 and 4. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hand and that He was come from God and went to God, He rises from supper and laid aside His garments and took a towel and girded Himself. Now, if you had everything in your hands, would you be willing to take up a towel? As Jesus did. Jesus here said, I have everything in my hands. My Father has given me everything. And I'm going to set that aside now. And I'm going to take up a towel. And I'm going to wash their feet. I'm going to become a servant. The Lord Jesus Christ did that. He was willing to be a servant. And I believe that that is the secret of humility. Sometimes we can get pretty proud and haughty, can't we? Look at me. Look what I'm doing. Look what I've got. Huh? We have a tendency to do that. All of us do. But I believe the lesson here more than anything is being humble. Being a servant. Being willing to bow down to one another. And so humility comes when we realize that the Lord has given us everything. When you realize this great truth concerning humility, you can reach out, you can take up a towel, and you can serve one another. And so if the Lord Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, if He could do this, we ought to be willing to do it as well. He did it for us. We should do it for others. What does it mean to wash others' feet? It just simply means to be a blessing to one another. It means to help them keep clean. Our Sunday school teachers are doing it every week. Are they not? Preachers are doing it. We all are to be willing to do it. It means to refresh them. Refresh them. Sometimes we can be pretty mean and hateful. Sometimes we can say some pretty cutting words. We can say some pretty cutting things. And sad to say, a lot of times it's to the ones we love the most. To our husbands, to the wives, to our brothers and sisters in the Lord. It ought not to be that way. We ought to be a blessing to them. We ought to be willing to help them keep clean. Ought to be willing to refresh them. Now, may the Lord help us to see our shortcomings in this lesson tonight. Where do you stand tonight concerning this message? May the Lord help us to start serving others when we have that opportunity. Let's start refreshing others. And so we're called upon here to serve one another, to be a blessing to one another. You say, well, that isn't what I expected out of this method. I believe that's what it's teaching more than anything. I really do. And so that's our message tonight. You're here and lost. Never been saved? Are you saved? Do you know that you're saved? Do you know tonight, if Jesus Christ would come back tonight, that you're ready? That you're prepared to meet Him? And you know the Lord could come back. Have you all thought about the Lord coming back today? He could come back today. And if you're not saved, you're going to be left behind. You are. To as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Trust the Lord today. Repent of your sins today. He'll save you by His grace.